Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Every Tuesday night during basketball season, Lou Burkholz puts on a funny hat so that the kids will recognize him and walks the sidelines of the Concord Armory. Burkholz is a curriculum consultant for the Doc Wayne Athletic League, and his favorite part of his job is how normal it all seems.
You really, I mean, I don't think you'd know this was anything other than really average high school basketball.
But look closer and you'll see the differences. Some players can't dribble, while others shoot perfect layups. Some are learning disabled, and others are serving sentences handed down by the juvenile justice system. 60% are wards of the state, 80% are survivors of physical or sexual abuse, and all of the players in the Doc Wayne League are in residential treatment, with the goal of becoming healthy enough to do things that most teenagers take for granted. Live at home, go to school, and play on a sports team.
If you take even 30 seconds just to think about what you think you might know about these kids, then like I think the whole landscape opens up to what the real story is, because every single one of these kids has a story. I mean, and a story that will make you ill.
For 1 hour a week, these kids, who spend most of their days working through what they call their stuff, are asked to put those stories behind them and just play basketball. But make no mistake, playing sports in the Doc Wayne League is therapy. And that therapy sounds a little like this.
My goal for tonight is to play to the whistle, build my team, fill my tank, show up.
The Doc Wayne Athletic League teaches players life skills through common sports sayings. A coach might remind his girls to play to the whistle when they're 10 points down with just a minute to play, and he hopes that they'll remember that phrase when they're having trouble with a quiz at school. Combine that simple idea with exercise, and you have a formula that works, at least for Annika, a 14-year-old, heavily pierced, faux-hawk-wearing resident of the Walden Street School in Concord.
It's really awesome. Like, I mean, before I was kind of angry, but, like, when coming on the court, it makes me, like, it releases everything. Like, it gives me an adrenaline rush and makes, like, endorphins, I guess. Like, they're just everywhere. And, I don't know, I get really happy and excited.
Ask most of the girls in Doc Wayne why they're here, and they'll tell you they just want to have fun. But Annika has something bigger in mind.
I think my main goal is to kind of, like, learn to leave everything else behind. And, like, I mean, because we are supposed to keep our heads in the game. We're not supposed to, like, bring all our problems with us. So I guess it just teaches me to, like, leave everything behind and go with the flow.
That's the kind of talk Susan Wayne likes to hear. Wayne started this league in 2002 in honor of her late brother, a pediatric surgeon called Doc. Today, about 400 kids, male and female, play basketball, soccer, softball, and flag football in the Doc Wayne League. From her borrowed office overlooking Boston's picturesque Copley Square, Wayne gets misty-eyed when thinking about the league she founded.
It's a beautiful thing to see. A number of people who I've invited will stand there sort of crying. You know, they actually have tears in their eyes. And the kids aren't crying. They're having a great time. But we're standing there crying.
Last year, Wayne commissioned Wendy DeAndrea, a postdoctoral fellow at the Justice Resource Institute's Trauma Center, to study the league. Compared to their classmates, Doc Wayne participants improved on everything from levels of depression and anxiety to talking out of turn in class and starting fights. And they needed dramatically fewer restraints. DeAndrea says it's rare to find therapies that really work for these kids, and it was a joy to watch the improvement over the course of a single basketball season.
The first few games were just sort of depressing. Nobody sort of knew what to do. They didn't really want to be there. And then they kept coming back, so there was something that roped them in.
As the girls learned to play, tempers started to flare. DeAndrea says these are kids who often had to fight for their survival. And even an innocent bump on the court could easily escalate.
After like two or three games like that, It was like we brought in a whole new group of kids. It was like there were kids we'd never seen before. They would knock into each other, and you know, one girl would say like, "Oh, my bad, sorry, don't know what to do with my feet," or someone else on the other team would be crying, and the other team would do a cheer for her. Like it was just incredibly sweet.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
It's now a year after DeAndrea saw those results, and the girls in Concord are warming up for their last game of the regular season. This year saw far fewer growing pains, thanks in part to some changes to the rules. Craig Babineau is the athletic administrator for the Doc Wayne Athletic League and one of the referees charged with keeping the girls safe on the court. He says the kids take what they learn here back to the residences.
It's amazing when you hear the kids using the language. And they'll give it to you, too. They'll be like, if you leave a dish out by the... They're like, that's not playing to the whistle on that bowl of cereal, coach.
The lowest scoring game of the season was 2-4 after 40 minutes. Blowouts of 30-2 are relatively common. But the league's success isn't measured by the numbers on the scoreboard.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6!
Babineau points to the front court where a team calling itself the VIC, or Very Important Commits, is playing the Walden Warriors. On the Walden side, a shorter brunette named Vanessa is in constant motion.
When I first came to Walden, she was the kind of player that if someone said anything to her, there was anything in the game, she would go right after the kid, physical altercation, just very fiery like that.
Tonight, 17-year-old Vanessa hasn't lost any of her desire to win. But listening in as she addresses her team at the end of the game, you'd never know they'd lost.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Girls, you guys make me so proud. I'm, like, glad to say I was your captain this year. Like, really, you guys are amazing.
How do you think Jaden and I feel? Absolutely.
I just want to give everybody a high five.
Vanessa reminds everyone to go to school and, quote, suck it up when you're about to flip out. Playing in the Doc Wayne League is a privilege for these girls, and Vanessa sees it as her job to make sure everyone makes it to their next game.
I say that a lot to people. I say it to myself. Someone says something to somebody, like, people snap back. I'm just like, it's okay, like, we have a game. Don't want to, like, lose going to the game. And when I get upset, I'll be like, no, I have a game on Tuesday. I need to control myself.
It's 2.5 weeks later, and 15-year-old Maggie leads her team in a cheer before their semifinal game against the undefeated Cottage Hill Mustangs. Maggie doesn't look much like a high school basketball player, but she's introduced to me as a Doc Wayne athlete superstar, and that's exactly what she is, in every way that matters. After 2.5 years living at Germain Lawrence, a school that caters to girls battling behaviors from cutting to fire setting, Maggie has been accepted to a group home, and she credits Doc Wayne for much of her success.
We are able to really express ourselves in an athletic way instead of being criticized. Like, yeah, maybe some people don't have the most athletic ability, but they get better because the teammates that they have and the coaches and the referees that we have all really size them up and are like, you can do this if you put your heart to it. And it really kind of makes everybody just pretty much happy and confident with themselves.
Maggie says she was a couch potato when she first started playing in Doc Wayne, and now she's proud to call herself an athlete. She also says she's learned things that go far beyond the basketball court.
If you knock somebody over and help them back up, that's definitely, like, not only a good thing on the court, but also when you're walking through, like, the street. If you bump into somebody, be like, oh, I'm sorry, or, like, you know, in the classroom, be like, you need some help with this.
And is that something you didn't realize when you first came to the school?
That is something I had no idea of.
Tonight's semifinal goes into overtime, the length of which is determined by how much time remains before the league gets shooed out of the gym. After trading the lead, the Mustangs win, final score 26-22. Despite the hard loss, Maggie is still grinning from ear to ear, and her coach Betty is still singing the team's praises.
You guys played this game out until the end. Like, you guys definitely played to the whistle, to the end, all the way to the end on every possession right there, and you guys should be very proud of yourselves.
The Jermaine Lawrence Pumas ended their basketball season in fourth place. Maggie is still in the process of moving out of Jermaine Lawrence and into a group home. And for the rest of the girls in the Doc Wayne League, flag football season starts on Tuesday. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.
All right, girls, remember, nothing but a good game, okay? Here we go. Nothing but a good game.
Yeah, good game.